continue to get paid during this absence?
I'll have more comment on, or I'll have comment on that when we get, if we get to that situation.
Jim, you're a confident coach, confident in the plan that you have in place here. Does a season like this lead to some self-evaluation or a look at the plan and how this team was put together? Or, and I know it's not the end of the season, but as it's unfolding, do you look at yourself?
I think you always have long-range plans and long-range goals, and you have short-term. You know, your long-term stuff isn't affected by an injury within a game, you know, if whatever, Jeff Backus is going to be available or not, which, by the way, he did a great job of coming back and playing this game. And, you know, the Colts didn't have any sacks in the game, and they had a really good pass rush. But there's always adjustments from week to week. There's always things that you're working on here that you're in a work in progress trying to do better, and there's long-term goals and there's long-term things. And a lot of long-term things you can't change on a week-to-week basis, but a lot of short-term things you have to do, even if it's really not in part of your process, you need to do to be able to win the game that week. And you need to be able to adjust in this league. I don't think it's any different here. We're still very confident in what we do. We're confident in the players that we put in place. You know, we have had some times we've been inconsistent. And, again, those consistencies has come from more timing of the game, making plays early in the game, you know, not making them at the end. Or, you know, we went through a span where we weren't making them early in the game and then we're making them at the end. We have enough talent to make them. We need to be more consistent. When we are, we'll win.
Hindsight being 2020, the third and five, would you rather have been a pass play where an option where if there's nothing open, Stafford would either take a knee or do something else?
Well, I mean, yeah, hindsight, everything's always, you know, I mean, the whole idea is it got to work. You know, if we run the ball there and we get a first down, you know, game's over. You know, if we throw it and get a first down, the game's over. If you throw it and don't get a first down, then you've given them significantly more time. And, you know, you could see at the end how that time was a factor. You know, you're going to do what's best in those situations. I think regardless of how we do it, we got to get a first down. We have confidence in our decision maker, our quarterback, to be able to make stuff like that. But, you know, I think we gave ourselves an opportunity to get the first down. We didn't do it. We also burned 40 seconds off the clock. You know, if you take a sack there and say, hey, keep the clock running, you know, maybe you're 10 yards further away, and then maybe that punt is backs you up even more. In retrospect, in every game, there's things that, you know, you always look at. The bottom line is nobody cares if it works, and that's the whole thing. We need to be able to execute it and get it.
You always say that there's no depth chart. Did Riley not do a good enough job to supplant Jeff?
No, Jeff's our starter, and Jeff was injured, and when Jeff was able to go out and play, he was able to go back and play, and Raleigh did a good job when he was in there, but that didn't change. I mean, when Jeff got hurt, it wasn't a matter of, hey, if Raleigh came in and played good that week, he was going to supplant him. I know a lot of people look to the future. We're not. We're looking game by game, what we think gives us a good chance, and Raleigh's going to be a very good player. But Jeff's experience, Jeff's you know, body of work and everything else is certainly valuable to this team, and it was valuable in this game. You know, maybe if it was a situation where it had been three or four games, you know, and you had an extended period of time, you know, maybe you feel different about it. You know, we don't have a rule of, you know, your spot stays if you get hurt. That's never. We just go with what we think is best for the team, and what was best for our team there was getting Jeff back in the starting lineup. And I thought Jeff did a very good job in the game.
The input you have in play calling through the course of a game, doesn't that vary from week to week?
Really, I mean, I've been a play caller before, and I certainly don't like to distract play callers with stuff that comes randomly out, particularly within a series. Most of my stuff comes between series. Hey, let's think about this next series. Hey, you know, hey, let's have more man-to-man, or hey, let's start running it more. Hey, we need some more play action, or, you know, stuff like that. You know, and that input is also during the week, you know, in getting a game plan together and how it's going to go. But I think that, you know, that coaches need to be able to be focused on calling plays when it's within a game, and I try to respect that also.
Is Osgood just the special teams guy, or will you consider putting him in the receiver mix under these circumstances?
You know, he has been a receiver for our team. His role has been special teams. But, you know, there's also been games that he's been out there. When we were coming back against Tennessee, he was out there. Nate Burleson was out with cramps, and Kasim was out there. If you're one of our active 46, you got to be able to do, you know, a lot of different roles. And his main thing is special teams, though. So.